Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, it's that time of year. Families are traveling, taking road trips, taking planes, doing various fun outings with their kids. But how do you stay safe when you're traveling? And some survival tips for long car rides. If you've ever been in a long car ride with kids, they're not always the Brady Bunch singing session that you hope that they will be. My guest today is Dr. Elizabeth Murray. She's a physician specializing in pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Murray. So they're not always the I spy and let's sing songs and those survival tips for road trips with kids.
No, they might start out that way, but about 20 minutes in, it might start to fall apart depending on the age of your children and then, of course, how many kids you have as well. So that can play into your planning.
Well, it certainly can. And it's, you know, it can be frustrating for parents and you want it to be fun and, you know, but it's definitely something that you want to think about and plan for. So tell us some survival tips.
So I think of it almost kind of like when you're planning a wedding and they say something borrowed, something blue, something old, something new. Same idea. You're going to want to have some new tricks up your sleeve, especially if you have younger children. So whether it be going out, and it doesn't have to be extravagant, but getting a couple new toys. And again, these are toys that don't have small parts, that aren't going to drop, that don't require a lot of other things. Like the MagnaDoodle boards are great because they can be used over and over again. There's some magic water marker coloring books where basically it's a water pen and it colors, and then it, once it dries, you can use it again. So things like that might be a new treat for the child, but they're car friendly and they can be used over and over again. And then, of course, if they have, you make sure you've got a couple of their favorites, so you can always pull those out. And especially when it comes to maybe a favorite stuffed animal or a couple favorite stuffed animals, you make sure you have those travel things with you as well. And then I think having each child, especially if there's a couple children of different ages, have some time to say, all right, you know, from this hour to this hour, you get to pick the radio station or you get to choose this activity that we're going to do. It really is, you're right, all about setting expectations. And I think that's where we often struggle as parents. We have these wonderful visions of how great something is going to be, but then we kind of forget about what the normal expectations is for a child based on their developmental stage. You know, if you have a toddler, you probably are going to be taking a lot of breaks, especially if you've just started toilet training. So it is going to be an adventure, but there's lots of ways it can be a fun adventure.
Well, you know, with the advent of cell phones, and while I'm kind of against them and don't even really have one myself, I see that they have made it so that my kids, when we drive up into Wisconsin and such, they just sit on their phones and text their friends or look at videos if they've got a data plan. Or, I mean, so as bad as cell phones are, they can make for a nice little car babysitter. What do you have to say also about food in the car, making individual little packets and things? Because the kids seem to get hungry the whole time they're in the car.
Yeah, everybody loves to snack. And so, yeah, car-friendly snacks, you know, things that if they get lost into the seats are not going to cause problems with odor and rodents and stuff down the road. So, you know, good old Cheerios, Goldfish, things like that are great. I think having individual water bottles or drink containers, and, you know, they make those mix-in for drinks now, too. So you can start with regular water. If it spills, not a huge deal. Kids can kind of mix in what they want if they want to, or they can leave it plain. So they each have their own thing. It might be kind of a special treat, but they have their own little station, if you will, their own set of snacks and a drink that they can have access to in their area is going to be something that will hopefully help. Again, you're kind of balancing letting them have some autonomy, meaning they're getting to make their own choices about what they're going to get to do, but you need to have some control. You know, now is not a time for them to be choosing a bunch of sodas because you don't want them on a major sugar rush while you're all trapped in the car for 6 hours. So having
a little bit
of control over it, but giving them options that might be kind of fun options, making it a little bit different. Again, with the mix-ins being a little bit different, maybe getting those little baggies that are different colors or have patterns on them so they can have their own little snack kits, or they can put it together themselves. You know, maybe the child really was hoping for the chocolate chip granola bars, the Chewy granola bars, and a friend had those maybe, or it's just come up in conversation. Well, now might be the time to bring those out. You know, and the same with screen time, too. We normally like to limit it, but there's a time and a place. And, you know, if you need
sometimes
to get to your destination, go ahead.
Sometimes you just got to throw your hands up in the air. And, you know, as far as snacks go, I like your idea about having everybody has their own little station. It's like their own little pod, and they can kind of hole up in that. And beef jerky is something that my kids seem to only want when we're on road trips. They want to stop at some side gas station and get beef jerky, which, as it turns out, is not a completely unhealthy snack. It's high in sodium, but, you know, it's got good protein, very, very low fat. So, you know, these kinds of things that maybe are just special for those car trips make them a little easier. Now, in an airplane and in an airport. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I took my kids for the first time, I made sure to say to my 7-year-old at the time, now my 15-year-old, don't make a joke. No jokes. Just don't talk in line. Don't say anything. And if he asks you a question, answer it, but be serious and no jokes about bombs or any of those kind of things, because kids think that's funny, and that ain't funny anymore.
Exactly. So again, it's all about setting expectations and understanding that, you know, this might be a time where you really do need to make sure you have that extra half hour, you have all that time you need, because with having the children, you're going to be carrying a lot of extra luggage and supplies for them. And, you know, getting through the security guard area is going to take a little bit more time because you just have so much more stuff. So you set the expectations. We're always going to expect our children to have manners, and this is just a different audience that they need to maintain the appropriate manners and behavior with. And it's perhaps a more serious audience, but it's nothing that they need to be afraid of. You just simply explain that this is an important situation that we need to do, that everybody's going to participate in, and we're going to have good manners and answer questions if they're asked of us, but we need to follow the line. Just like at school, when we have to move from room to room, we all stay in the line and we follow our teacher's instructions, we're going to do the same thing in this environment. And you know, this is definitely a time to catch your children doing something well. You know, we tend to say, no, 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 don't do that. But this is a time where you really need to say, you know, you did a great job doing that. Thank you for your patience. I know this is boring for you, but you've done a really good job helping us get through the security checkpoint today. We really appreciate your help. Thanks for doing such a good job. And you'll catch your kids doing something good, and that can go a long way to helping to have more good behavior as the day goes on as well.
Dr. Murray, I am a planner extraordinaire, especially I took my kids to Europe last year, and I brought the whole medicine cabinet with me because I was like, well, I don't know what we'll have over there, how easy it'll be to find like Motrin if we needed it, or, you know, any of these things. As an emergency pediatrician, what do you recommend that you bring in terms of a little first aid kit or a little medicine kit that contains some medications that you take with you for those car trips, those camping trips, the airplane, or if you're overseas or, you know, out of the country?
There's actually three things that two of them you're not going to think of. One is a fact sheet for everybody. You should have everybody's birthday, allergies, medical history, medications they take, major surgeries, you know, all those kind of questions doctors always ask you, have that written out for every person. So if something happens, you don't have to think. You can just hand over that piece of information. The second is healthychildren.org has a kids doc app, and that has locations of urgent care centers and emergency departments throughout the country right as part of the app. So you have an ability to not only look up first aid tips and things like that for specific illnesses, but they can help you find resources right in the community that you happen to be visiting. So that is really, really helpful. And then the other thing is, if your kids can do it, chewable medicines, because liquid can sometimes be difficult going through airlines depending on the size of the bottle. So chewables whenever you can, but definitely have something that's a fever reducer pain control medication and try to make it as universal as possible for the family. Everybody doesn't need their own ibuprofen and their own acetaminophen. You can probably get one. Adults can take the chewables too if they need to save space, but definitely a fever reducer pain control type of medication. If you have a child that's got a real reactive history or tends to be allergic a lot, then some Benadryl would probably be wise as well.
Great advice. Great survival tips. You got about 20 seconds. Give the listeners your best advice for surviving while traveling with kids.
It's probably not going to go exactly like you planned, and you just have to roll with it. Have fun. Remember, no matter what, you're making memories. So even if it's not going smooth, these are still going to be great experiences for your kids, and just enjoy them.
Absolutely. That's exactly right, and so beautifully put. You will enjoy them, and you are making memories, and everything doesn't always go so smoothly, but if you plan ahead and do certain things, you can really make it go a little smoother than you might even expect. You're listening to Healthy Children with our expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well, and stay tuned.